Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Speaking to reporters at the Foreign Press Center in Washington on World Press Freedom Day, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, "A vibrant and independent press is a cornerstone for any healthy democracy. It's what helps citizens understand the events, the forces that are shaping their lives. It allows people to engage meaningfully in the political and civic spheres of their communities, their nations, and the world." Tragically, press freedom faces profound threats from war and conflict, as well as from governments and non-state actors like terrorist and criminal organizations that threaten, harass, imprison, and attack journalists. Secretary Blinken pointed to the journalists killed in recent weeks in Ukraine and the many more wounded during Putin's war of choice, the murders of journalists in Burma and Yemen, the attacks on and detention or imprisonment of journalists in Russia, the People's Republic of China, and Afghanistan. He noted that governments are supplementing traditional forms of repression with new tactics aimed at undermining press freedom, including controlling the internet through shutdowns or outright censorship, arbitrary or unlawful surveillance, and hacking journalists' devices and systems. The overwhelming majority of crimes against journalists worldwide are carried out with impunity, Secretary Blinken said, sending a clear message to perpetrators that they can keep targeting the press without consequences. The United States is fighting back against this repression in a variety of ways. For at-risk reporters in Ukraine, for example, the United States is providing flak jackets, first aid kits, and satellite phones. The U.S. also set up a press center in Lviv and has offered emergency aid and psychosocial support to journalists covering the war. In addition, the United States continues to raise the profile of cases of journalists around the world who are being targeted for their work. The U.S. also rallies broader coalitions of countries to expose repression and join the United States in using targeted sanctions against those who trample press freedom. The United States has a vital stake in promoting the right to freedom of expression, including a free press, at home and also around the world, said Secretary of State Blinken. The free flow of information, ideas, opinions, including dissenting ones, is essential to inclusive and tolerant societies.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.